Most answered very quickly, no.
Because men are useless.
This headline from The Hill, it caught my eye. Most young men are single. Most young women are not.
Young men have fallen faster than any demographic in America over the last 40 years.
It's a different world now. Like, we don't need men the way that they used to.
Nobody needs men!
The future is female.
Men and women are drifting further apart, and society is crumbling because of it.
A fascinating debate has broken out about the value of marriage.
You've kind of got the trad con versus red pill thing.
This men's rights crowd that sometimes just goes too far the other way.
You need to stop acting like grown boys and infants and actually become men.
Marriage is a bond, and it's a sacred bond.
It's a machine designed to extract resources from you.
Now many of the red pilled have taken the position that it's bad for men to get married.
Hannah Pearl Davis, or just Pearly Things.
One of the most controversial faces in all of the internet.
She goes on to say that marriage is a terrible deal for men.
Because if me and you were in a business contract, you would never sign a contract where I am paid to leave.
Gee, what could go wrong there?
74% or something of divorces are initiated by women. Men have everything to lose, primarily their own children.
Men get killed by the courts and by divorce laws.
I had no idea that courts of family law were courts of equity, not courts of law.
Because in family court, you don't need evidence to accuse someone of abuse. You need no evidence.
When you guys say get married young, a lot of these men don't know what they're signing up for, and you're not going to be there when their entire life falls apart. I interview them on the other side.
I didn't meet my son until he was 15 months old.
How much did you spend trying to get him back?
On legal fees alone was about $200,000.
Before you know it, you're homeless. You're literally just thrown out onto the street.
We absolutely reinforce bad behavior from women.
Wives are taught to leave their husbands, and then daughters grow up without their fathers.
Family is the foundation of a society.
Every problem in society comes from single mother homes.
A lot of women will just chase this negative rabbit hole of happiness, endless happiness.
Feminism's biggest failures is it lies to women. We tell women to date as many guys as possible. We tell them to put off family and a marriage.
You are allowed to leave your perfect husband. You are allowed to end a relationship with a really great boyfriend.
Oh, freeze your eggs, have an abortion.
What? You're evil.
I don't think there's anything else in life that we actually ever go into preparing to fail.
Right.
Like, if you have the mentality of this is going to go wrong and be pessimistic, naturally the outcome is going to be that it's going to fail anyway. Yeah. It's self-sabotage.
And that's the thing, like, women are so willing to leave marriages because they're not happy. This is not about happiness. The most important thing is the children. And the problem is we have a modern society where it's me, 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 my feelings, leave when I feel like it, instead of doing what's best for the kids.
This myth that we live in an age of male privilege. Where's my male privilege?
They think, well, men have all the rights. They have all the power.
Privileged patriarchal system that we have.
Why doesn't our society care about men's rights?
I have no friends, no wife, and no social life.
Men are alone in this situation. Men are homeless. Men are thinking about eating guns.
I've seen so many men on the brink of suicide, and they didn't do anything wrong.
How are you equal if the men are the ones that have to fight and die to defend the country? The men are the ones that build and maintain all the infrastructure.
Women are helplessly dependent upon men.
The so-called deaths of despair from suicide, overdose, or alcohol, 3 times higher among men than among women.
Culture is telling men, you are no good.
You gotta get your act together.
I think men have failed themselves.
What kind of a man are you? What kind of a woman are you going to attract?
If men are in trouble, so are women.
Everybody knows this is a huge problem, but nobody wants to admit it.
Every single woman at the table said they wanted a man.
500K.
500K. 300K.
200K.
Am I crazy?
Everything is really set up against you to fail as a man.
If men make less than women, women don't want to marry them.
So you know who wants more economically and emotionally viable men? Women.
I don't want to be an independent woman anymore.
I don't want to be a strong, independent woman.
I'm over it.
When is it going to be my turn?
Where are we meeting the men that don't suck?
I can't keep having these same conversations.
The only simp here is you, Pearl. You simp for
men.
No,
I think you simp for women.
She's a provocateur. She says stupid stuff. But Pearl is right about this.
It's already happening. It's just not out in the open yet.
Now it's just hookup culture is going to be our fairy tale ending because men don't want a wife and women can't find a husband.
The future, if everybody follows your path, is there is no future.
We go into population decline and our economy goes into decline.
Civilization will crumble.
The American story does not end well. This is an existential crisis failing young men.
What up, guys?
guys, welcome to another episode of Pearl Daily here on the Audacity Network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Today, we are going to be talking about Lauren Southern's divorce. When crazy women take L's, they can't handle it. But I first wanted to say thank you to everybody that's donated to this divorce documentary. It's with the donations that we're really able to do what we can do here at the Audacity Network. We are trying to raise $100,000 for this divorce documentary, and I'm going to read the people that donated, but I got to verify. They gotta make sure this is me. Do you know what? This two-factor has really messed me up the last few weeks. Because I don't know what it is. My technology has been failing me. Okay, it's been failing me. I don't know how my computer, the screen is broken. So right now I have to use a monitor below this. I can't even look. I have to look here because this screen does not work. This screen also crashed and my phone crashed. Well, my other phone. And I'm doing this like two-factor thing. Oh my. I just don't know how this all happens in the same week. Because have you guys ever had a technology week like that? Before the show, I thought that monitor crashed too. And I was like, I don't know what it is this week. But it is because of the men and women that donate to this divorce documentary that it will be made possible. Thank you to Daniel for the donation, Maxine, Wayne, John. I just do first names. Oh, $200 donation from Bradford, Anonymous, John, Rich, Eddie. Thank you. Those are the donations from the last few days. We're at $36,320. We'd really like to get to $100,000 this year. The reason is I'd like to hire a documentary team. And I'd like to have like 6 months to a year of their stuff so we can start and fit, you know, but anyways. All right. So today we're going to be reacting to Lauren Southern and a female enabler. So for some reason, and what was her name? Let me get in this thing. For some reason, when we take L's as women, we just like cannot handle it. I don't know what it is. Do you know what? Like, there's been times in life where I've taken an L. You know, you get screamed at, you get fired, you get whatever, and it's just a sad day. Oh, Alex Clark, that's it. And but some reason women,
I think the majority,
have to like rationalize their L's. They can't just accept it. You can't just say, do you know what? I failed in this capacity. I'm a failure. I'm a loser. You know what I mean? That's really difficult for us. So today I'm going to be reacting to Lauren Southern calling tradwifing being a scam. But before I do, I think we could have some fun and go through my tweets, my retweets the last like day or so. And I like to explain, because if any of you follow me on Twitter, it's Pearly Things with a Z. Sometimes my thoughts aren't the most well thought out. So it might be kind of a little fun segment to start the day, and we'll just go.
Right.
Sorry, not well thought out. They're not well explained. They're not well explained to the general public. This clip of Nick is going viral. It's always a calculated risk when I play him. I think I could play him, though. I think this could be a cool. I think it'll be all right. Oh, thank you to the super chat. I'm doing this on my phone. I had to buy a new computer. It comes Tuesday. Post-Plandemic Chronicles. Thank you. So if you want, Doug MPA, I'll let you decide. I'll default to a man. Can I play a viral clip of Nick? Or do I need to not? I'll let Doug MPA, he can lay down the hammer or not. It's really good. It's really good. I think a lot of people would relate to it. Oh, now you guys are having STD nightmares because of STD Friday, you know? Yeah, go for it. Doug MPA, I think Doug MPA's main job is to keep me monetized. I just go off the handle. I'm like, let me say this, this, and that. But, you know, the last few years I've explained, I've had to kind of put my life on hold. You know, I've had a lot of people step in to help me, which I really appreciate. But I kind of, anyways, I need to stay on this track. I need to. And you know what? Today, I am actually feeling so good today. I'm just in a good mood. Play the clip. Can you let me? I kind of want to react to hit pieces because I think you guys would find it entertaining. And there's some people I said nothing about that I want to give my 2 cents 3 years later because I didn't let it go. I didn't. Screw you. All right. Let me watch Nick's clip. He's so talented. I'm sorry. I can see why conservatives hate him. I really do, because that man is one of the most talented entertainers I've seen in my life. He has a way with words. Yeah.
I'm being accused of being the CIA.
Okay, so let me give the preface. So we reacted to Nick and Candace going at it, right? They went at it on YouTube, and they did an interview, and Nick and Candace came for Nick. And Candace Owens, I actually need to, I should go a little bit more. Let me get the other clip. Make sure my screen down, because I don't know what's going to come up. But, you know, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson. Let's see. Let me get this. All right, so there is a part where Candace...
That's a fascinating observation.
Candace talks about Nick, so they're talking trash about
that him. Has never occurred to me that the theater kids have taken, like, literally.
Yeah, the literal theater kids.
That's just...
So here's your next role. You're going to be president.
So speaking of theater, I just hesitate even to ask this, but because it just opens up all this stuff I don't want to deal with, but... You just interviewed Nick Flint.
He's going to regret asking this. He's going to regret asking this because Nick torched him. Torched.
Does.
I did.
Or had a conversation with him. What did you think of that? What do you think of him?
I mean, I can tell you my experience was entirely fraudulent with him. I never interview people as a gotcha interview. It's always just...
So that's female gaslighting. Okay, that is female gaslighting. It's called gaslighting. When she did the thing she's saying she didn't do, and it was very obvious to everyone that watched, and then pretends she didn't do it. And again, I used to love Candace Owens. I used to love her stuff, but ever since she turned on Crowder, I just can't unsee it. And I don't care how many simps in the comments, when she gives an apology, remember, she did an evil thing. This is evil, evil. She called a man an abusive monster. That is a terrible thing to do. And now she quietly takes down the video and expects me to forget. When is the apology? And it makes me so mad. You're grifting my religion and you're calling a man an abuser. Screw you. Screw you. I want a public apology that is to Steven, in person, off camera, and as loud as the video you made a lot of money on. Pro, my channel is demonetized. I'm not given the option to reapply to make a 5-minute video and no exact date to reapply. Can I be monetized again? It's not looking good for you. It's not looking great for you. It's really not. I just got to be honest.
Just that he was making the rounds. He's been around for a while, and kind of his story, when I learned it, because he was banned from everywhere, so I didn't actually know what the backstory was with Nick Fuentes, but then I learned it when he was allowed back on X and Jeremy Boring, who was...
Now, I don't believe that she didn't know who he was. I don't believe that. I didn't know who this guy was. And you could tell, because I'm like, what's that? What's the... I don't want to say the organizations, because guys, I love all people. I am not going at anybody. I love everybody. Okay. Anyways.
Then the CEO of Daily Wire did this X live with him. And
Jeremy Boring did an event with Nick Fuentes.
It was weird. Everything was weird about what happened, but it happened. And Nick told his story and I was listening in and said essentially that he was canceled because he started asking questions about Israel. He was 18 years old and he alleged that it was, you know, very much the fault of the Daily Wire or whatever he said. And I found it to be very interesting. And I was like, oh, I actually didn't know this was the backstory. Like, maybe this really is a person who had, just ahead of everybody else, was questioning Israel and had like a bad hand given to him. So I had him on the show, welcomed him into my home, and he was very nice. We told him, we're going to cut a controversial trailer. We're going to show you like these clips of you talking trash about me, and you can talk about whatever you want for as long as you want, ask any questions you want to ask. It went great. He left. He said, thanks. We can now be friends. And I am not kidding. We published this 11 days later. And he just starts screaming, calling me.
So that's another thing. Women hate masculinity and they subtly shame masculinity. So now she's saying, oh, he was screaming. Nick's not a yeller. I know men that are yellers. I do. I know them. I've dated a particular. there's things I want to say so bad, but I can't. The patriarchy is benevolent. Okay. Thank you for the super chat. Nick is not a guy that's going to scream at you. He's not.
Effing BITCH who set him up. We didn't edit a single thing. Those 11 days, like 2 weeks before we even published the interview, we told him if there's anything that he wanted us to insert. Like, nobody does that if you go on their show.
Yes.
And I don't know I genuinely don't know what triggered him other than me at the very end asking him about talking to him about family.
Yeah, but so this is the thing with women. They're so unlikable. They don't know why people are reacting to them. Look, I know my flaws. You guys have been very, very open about my flaws, all right? I don't always think things through. I'm a modern woman. I can be hypocritical, I know. I talk too much, I'm loud. And if I put somebody off, if I'm being honest, I understand. I can't be everybody's cup of tea. I really can't. I can't. So, you know, women, what happens is they go through life, and Candace is like a pretty black girl. Her whole life, she's been cute, but now she's getting old and she's not going to be able to get away with the stuff that she used to get away with. I was chubby, all right? I was kind of fat when I was younger. I never got to get away with that, all right? I always had hotter fronts. I got away with stuff too, right? But this is my point. So now people they're not going to do what they used to do because she's a woman now. She's not a girl, she's a woman. So now what's going to happen is she's going to have woman consequences. And yeah, now she's not going to be used to it. And now, so when she's a bitch and people respond, she's just going to gaslight them. Because that was a gotcha interview.
And it was just the rage that was coming out of him was just weird. And I don't know why he did that. I don't know why he did a 180. You had access to me. You could have said anything after. Even if he had said in good faith, I thought I sounded a little weird here. Could you cut it out? We probably would have cut it out because I just don't want people to ever not have a good experience.
I understand
our show.
That.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
Also, you want people, I'll speak for myself. When I invite someone on, especially just to hear their views, I want them to be able to express what they actually think.
Right. Exactly.
And you decide what you think and you decide how to express it. I mean, that's like a basic human right kind of. Yeah. And so I'm not here to trip you up into saying something you don't mean. I want to hear what you...
Now this is what women go into men's spaces and expect to be treated like women. So she's saying, well, you didn't give me the courtesy. You didn't give me the basic decency. Why don't you talk off screen? Da, 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 da. Yeah. And I had to learn this. I had to learn this too, you know. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name names, but, you know, I'm not going to, you know, you can't, and I'm not going to go there, but you can't demand that you're treated like a woman in a man's world. This is work. This is business, honey. So yeah, if you want to do a live stream responding and you're saying you can't respond to our debate because, and I didn't really think he was mean about it either, was the other thing.
You mean?
Yeah, exactly. Right? So, and he told a story, he did all of that. And apparently then, and I don't know if it was driven by insecurity. He didn't know how.
Yeah, that's the next thing women do. You're insecure. You're insecure.
His followers would take the interview, but he just did a complete 180, lied to his audience, pretended that he was surprised it was behind a paywall. We spoke about him and how we were going to release it. He said, great. I mean, it's a total 180 flip. So I can now say that I didn't listen to other people say that Nick was a bad person. I didn't care about what happened when he was 18, 19, 20, 20, 26. I sat across from a person, had a conversation with him.
So now she's going towards reputation destruction. You're a bad person. You're a bad person, and then it's posturing, right? I'm moral, he's immoral, yada, yada, yada.
Behaved one way in person and then put on a show for the internet. So I actually can say my experience with Nick Fuentes is that he's a terrible person and a terrible human being, because why would you do that? There's no reason to do that.
I agree.
Like, did he commit a crime? And see, this is the thing. Women use simps to destroy men's reputation. He didn't commit a crime. He said words she doesn't like. And that's the thing. Women have to police speech, because what happened really is Nick embarrassed her because he cooked her. Oh my God, he cooked her for 2 hours straight. It was so funny. And she doesn't really like getting cooked because, you know, because she's a feminist. I'm a feminist. We're all feminists. All of us. All of us. But the difference is she's built her brand, like, you know, off of being a good person. And you got to be honest that you're not. Yeah.
You could have come back onto the show. You could have had the beginning of us discussing various topics. I think in many ways, whatever happened to him was when he was 18 may have stunted.
I hope this helps our Pearl. Keep up the good work. Breakfast in Ireland. Thank you, Maxie. Thank you.
His growth, meaning that he now is responding to the internet, which is filled with people that don't even use their real names. Right? So really, truly, the irony of it all is you could just be like the IDF soldiers, just pretending to be his supporters, just getting him to say whatever you want because he's going to do whatever you say.
Now, they're jealous. They're so jealous of him because he has a cult following. He really does. So many people know who he is. He has more star power without all of these platforms than all these people. That's why they hate Crowder, too. Crowder has more star power than them. He does. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hey, but it was strange. It was totally strange. It made no sense.
Does and I just he have a family or a normal life?
I asked him about that. He said, yeah, it comes from a two-parent household. That's what he told me.
No. Does he have his own family? Does he?
No.
Now they're going to moralize, right? So now I'm better than you because I have children. And I thought Tucker Carlson doesn't usually do this, but they all use their kids and their husband for clout. If you're a good person, I should be able to see you're a good person by your actions. Why do you need to bring up your kids to morally posture that you're a good person? You know, if you're a bad person, you're just a bad person with a kid. Do you know what I mean? Or like, and I don't care if you're good or bad. I mean, shit, I suck in a lot of ways, but you know, my point is,
he's not married. And I just offered to him. I was like, yeah, no, I think these are things that you learn when you're married. And he just was.
No. Yeah. So here she was nagging him about being married. And look at this is her face when conservative women are told they're out of order. You know, that's not really, it's really not your place to tell a man what to do. And oh my gosh, on Twitter, she's going crazy right now. Oh my gosh. I mean, Doug MPA, can you get there's like a video, if you could find it, of the back and forth between Nick and Candace, and it's so funny on Twitter.
She's about it. And you know, about women what? Don't tell me what to do or whatever it was. And it was very performative. Like I said the exact same thing to Andrew Tate months earlier. I had him and I said, you should get married. Here's why. And of course, Andrew Tate did not react like that. He told me what his hangups were about marriage. It was just a part of two people communicating on a show. But for whatever reason, like.
Yeah, because again, she's gone through life. And this is the thing. Alphas, sorry, Nick. Alphas tend to like be charming with women. So they've kind of trained themselves to just say, uh-huh. And like whisper sweet nothings to women when they say stuff that's disrespectful. Where the more the guys that don't really date, no offense, they tend to just say what they think, but that doesn't really get them laid. You know what I mean? They just say like in general, you know. But the guys that are like, and some guys just can't do it. They're like, I can't. But so she's used to dealing with these high level men that, you know, they've trained themselves to shut up when women do things that are rude.
He saw this as like an attack, even though.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was weird. It was
That's
totally
a
weird.
Tender spot. Well, okay. Has it occurred to you that, and I just want to say, I haven't watched a lot of Nick Fuentes in my life at all. But what I've seen, the guy's very talented. Like just well, let me just say this, as someone who's talked to cameras his whole life, it is very hard to sit and just like riff for 20 mm-hmm. minutes. I think it's an amazing skill and he has that skill. But I also have noticed that his targets are all people who are sincere, non-crazy.
Okay, so now okay. So they had a back and forth on Twitter. If we find it, we'll do it. But this was one of the best clips I've seen of him. This was a beautiful clip. It's going viral. Yeah. So I just thought it was, yeah.
By Peter Thiel's best boys.
Okay, wait here.
I'm being accused of being the CIA by Peter Thiel's best boys. By Tucker Carlson with his daddy. Tucker Carlson's. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Tucker Carlson said I'm a weird gay kid in the basement. Yeah, and I'm from Chicago. You're right. Well, okay, you're not right about all of that. But I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Tucker Carlson says I have so many trust funds I never have to work. Tucker went to a $45,000 per year private high school, then a $45,000 per year selective Ivy League school in New England. Tucker Carlson's daddy was a Reagan appointee. And then after years of bragging about being an elite, bragging about being so out of touch and so rich, now he's going to be the spokesperson for all the white people. Now he's going to roll up his sleeves. I just like to hunt and fish in my log cabin. I care about Klarna and credit card debt. But then when it comes to me, I'm one of the real disaffected white people. You want to talk about me and them? I am them. He says Nick Fuentes is leading all of the disaffected young white men. I am a disaffected white young white man. I was a precocious, intelligent, young white college student who went to Boston University, who was pro-Trump and red-pilled by Trump and animated by Trump's message of America first. And I asked questions about Israel and I was punished for it. I did it years before Tucker Carlson started talking about Israel last year. And I sacrificed and I was targeted by the ADL, by the SPLC, by the federal government, by the conservative movement that both Candace and Tucker were a part of. Candace and Tucker had nothing to say about Israel until it became unavoidable last year. Not popular, but unavoidable. And now they want to gatekeep me out and do this personality attack and say I'm a bitter loser in my basement from Chicago. I'm a kid from Chicago. And they slipped up there because they forgot for 1 second that they're pretending to be the spokesperson for exactly that kind of person. Tucker's mask slipped and he forgot for a minute that for 8 years he's been pretending to care about the plight of weird kids in their parents' basement who are broke and didn't go to an Ivy League school, living in cities that don't matter like Chicago, not like Washington, D.C. or L.A. or New York. And that's why he had such disdain and contempt for me in that moment. Between the personality attacks, he's lonely, he's weird, he lives in a basement. I'm sorry, did you guys forget that that's your target audience that you're trying to pander to? Did you forget that for 2 seconds? And I'm the inauthentic person? I am that person. I am a spokesman for the disaffected white man because I am one. And you two are not. Candace Owens got married to British royalty worth $200 million after meeting him for 2 weeks on Zoom. What the fuck is even that about? And Tucker Carlson's dad ran the CIA's propaganda empire fighting the Soviet Union. He went and fought with the Contras when he was in college. When I was in college, I was doing a webcam show in my friend's dorm room criticizing Israel. So who's the CIA cutout? Who's the inauthentic one? Who's the crazy hateful one? I would never describe a well-meaning young white person who's trying to get ahead as a weird kid in his basement from Chicago. And what is that supposed to mean? What is wrong with being from Chicago? What is wrong with being weird? What is wrong with living in your basement? That's a lot of people because of the problems you claim to care about. Tucker's at Turning Point USA extolling the predatory nature of usury and how it's preventing young white men from getting homes. And then the week after says you're in your mom's basement. So which is it? So which is it?
He's cooking. Oh my God, he's cooking.
Do you care about Klarna and people going into debt to order pizzas and home ownership being impossible? Or do you think that's a contemptible, low-status thing to be ridiculed and mocked? Who's pandering here exactly? Because that wasn't you. You were born to the Swanson family fortune and your daddy who ran the CIA. You know, my dad didn't even graduate college. My dad worked for the tollway. His dad died of a drug overdose in the 70s. My mother's father was a garbage man in Chicago, and he committed suicide. He was a veteran of World War II. Who's the CIA cutout? Who's the poser? Who is America? I am America. Chicago is America. That's an American story. I didn't go to Yale Law School and suck Peter Thiel's dick and then get a sinecure at a venture capital firm advising Rebecca Mercer and writing Hillbilly Elegy and talking about it at the Aspen Institute. That's your biographical credibility? How many of these disaffected white people that love Trump because he's racist went to Yale Law School and got plucked out by Peter Thiel, whoever he even is? Peter Thiel with his fixation with the Antichrist. This homosexual who's involved with the CIA wants to live forever and govern the world with AI. Yeah, that's really relatable. That's really relatable. Do another show with him and Curtis Yarvin. Do another show. Do the 47th show with J.D. Vance. It is insulting. And it is insulting to everybody's intelligence for Tucker to sit there and say he doesn't know his dad is in the CIA. For him to say that I'm in the CIA. What a joke. What a sick joke. Especially after everything that's happened to me. And unlike what Candace Owens says, she says, what happened to him when he was 18? What happened to me is ongoing. Okay? Unlike Candace Owens and Tucker, I never got a contract with Ben Shapiro and Rupert Murdoch.
And that's the thing. Women enter industries and turn on them later. When should I turn? I'm getting close to 30. Do I need to start turning on you guys? Sorry. I'm kidding.
I was on Maker Support. I was on Patreon. I was on DLive. I had to fight for everything I have. I didn't get a $1 million contract from Turning Point. I didn't get $20 million from Fox News. My daddy didn't get me a job in Arkansas. So ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm being accused of being this.
Yeah, I mean, he's talented, and he just cooked them. He cooked them to oblivion. Doug MPA, what, was there another clip on the last tab of the document? Okay, I'll check. 1 hour, 55 minutes? Of what? The link you said is a Twitter thing? Candid, let's see this one. Oh, no, that's not the one. We reacted to that one. That's not the one I was trying to find. It was like, because we did that one before. Okay. This one was pretty funny. Okay, this one. Okay. And Nick said, why is Candace trying to rehabilitate Harvey Weinstein? She flamed out of the Daily Wire for taking a stand against Israel, but now she uses her platform to defend a Democrat pervert with ties to Israeli intelligence. I don't know. Didn't you say I was likely funded by Russia through the Tate brothers? Can't lie. It was definitely Putin that made me tell you marriage was aspirational. Vladimir hit me up on WhatsApp to do the most random things. LOL. So your answer is, I don't know. I'm not the one wondering why you would use your platform to rehabilitate a Mossad-connected Democrat pervert. But just last week, I was tagged in a clip of you claiming it was Russia that was backing me. Did you think it was the Mossad now? The Israeli says it's Qatar funding me at this point, so I don't really know. Nick, everyone is wondering why you crashed out on your boss, Ben Shapiro, just so you could rehabilitate a degenerate Zionist like Weinstein. But after your little Frankist stunt last year, it's just a little bit suspicious to everyone. Thank you. Candace says, can you imagine, like, you're like, Mom, can we play? It's just, I'm busy tweeting at Nick. I think the best way for you to handle this is to post a clip screaming, I'm a real man again. And refer to me as a bitch a few more times to really prove, because if a man isn't calling a woman a stupid bitch, is he a real man? I think not. This is the way. So now, it just goes back to, I hate these type of women. They're such downers. Do you know what? Like, I have a potty mouth. Okay, wait. Are the people in conservative media don't understand that every young white man is filled with contempt and despises the current system and wants it gone? But it's just like, who are you, Candace, to tell Nick that he's not a real man? And then Nick says, why don't you put your phone down and go make me a sandwich? The one, and then once you've calmed down and collected yourself, explain why you are trying to help Harvey Weinstein and convince us that the Frankists are not the Jews. I'm literally shaking right now. However, will I survive to being told to go make a sandwich? You're really, really, really setting an example for real men everywhere. I'm trying my best to calm down and collect myself, but I'm a woman, so give me time. You're setting an example for real men. Take all the time you need. Turkey, provolone, lettuce, and tomato, please. Easy mayo. Thanks, hon. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. Everyone can see that you are totally not a raging bitch. The thing is, I'm just not myself when I'm hungry. That's why I need a sandwich. Is this from a Snickers commercial? So good. Keep going. It is funny. That's why she's gaslighting. She's trying to gaslight and say it's not funny, but she's getting cooked on the timeline. This is so funny. True, you seem unbothered right now. I'm not trying to annihilate you. I just want to know why you keep pushing Harvey Weinstein and the Frankistatus, but you're being weirdly defensive. Sometimes annihilation is the only way, Thanos. Do what must be done. Are you okay? Oh, that's so funny. Okay. Yeah, but you know, I think my Twitter, I kind of like this Twitter series where I can go through my retweets, my tweets. So I said, women will go to the ends of the earth to ruin your life with a smile on your face. And this is because I've just had women do that to me. And they think it's funny. They'll like get you fired and they think it's funny. They'll like, yeah, they'll like, get like one woman caused me to fire 20 people. One woman, one, and all the beta males that she got to help her. And no remorse, none. They don't care. I said, I did show my cookie I made last night. I made this with coconut oil. And it was actually pretty good. I did coconut oil instead of butter, if you're curious. All right, but we can get into the topic today. We can, I decided I want the birth rate to drop to zero. And I want it because maybe then they'll be like, maybe we should change family court. I said marriage benefits beta males the most, and marriage is for beta males to get sexual access. They were pretty pissed about that. But it's true, because without marriage, women would just be with alphas. So they're like, we need to spread out the women, because otherwise these betas are going to attack me. And then, how do I contact you? You can book a session with me on my website. So it's on the audacitynetwork.com. All right. Or, I mean, if you have something to pitch, you can do my Instagram, just pearlythings1, pearlythings on Twitter with a Z. All right. But now let's get to the main topic today, which is the face of the trad wives. So basically Lauren Southern recently put out a book, and I didn't read it because I just have better things to do. But I will, do you know what, if you guys pay me enough, I might do it. But I just think we all got better things to do with our time, but I will cook her today. So I want to show you what happens is the sisterhood's always real. So even women that say they're conservative. So this is Alex Clark, and she's assisting Lauren Southern and accusing all of the right of rape when she was really just being a whore. So, yeah.
I think the majority of women in the trad wife space are having massive problems in their relationship that they will never talk about publicly.
Are we talking about online influencers in the trad wife space?
Yes.
Conservative space?
Yes.
Some have speculated that your ex was a Romeo spy. Is there any possibility that that could be true?
Ooh, I don't like crying on the internet, but my son's going to grow up and he's going to watch this, and I want him to know that I loved his dad very much. I think the one reason I don't remain tortured by this relationship is because I gave it everything. Within 1,000 times of him saying, I'm going to divorce you, 1,000 times I said, I'm not giving up on you.
And the worst part is it's funded by men. So Turning Point USA. That's the thing. Men, they often get what they deserve because it's like, they go to the ends of the earth to destroy men.
Ideal image of marriage and family lacks the nuance and complexity of real life. That is the story of what happened to her. A trad wife fairy tale turned into a nightmare. This interview is a beautiful multi-camera shot episode on the Real Alex Clark YouTube channel that is made possible through generous donations from listeners like you who support our mission to heal a sick culture physically, mentally, and spiritually with this content. You can find a link in the description to make a tax-deductible donation, or if it's not a good time, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify at no cost to you. Today, you'll hear from Lauren Southern, a Canadian journalist, documentary filmmaker, YouTube firebrand, author, mother, and survivor. This is Culture Apothecary with Alex Clark. Lauren Southern, you've had one of the most compelling careers in the conservative media space, but are the rumors true that you're a feminist now?
If I call myself that, I will.
And now it's crashed. Now your career's over. Alex, I can't tell if this girl's just stupid. Or what?
Have accusations made against me that do not apply and expectations I cannot fulfill. So I'm going to avoid that one like the plague. I plead the fifth.
Well, talk a little bit about the environment that you grew up in, the belief system that you grew up in your family, and how you ended up being. I would say that you are one of the first major content creators in the conservative independent media space.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Canada, so that's a pretty radicalizing experience. I'd say we're about 10 to 15 years ahead on the kind of left-wing progressive ideology compared to America. And growing up in Vancouver in particular, where we have mass immigration to the point where I don't even think the local population are the majority anymore. It's mostly immigrants right now. Made my lived experience one in which I had to embrace right-wing ideas. I was watching my culture entirely change before me. And by the time I was in grade 12, we had progressive classes being introduced, literally Social Progress 12 okay, or something, where we were learning about white privilege, male privilege, okay, this kind of stuff.
And let's get to the facing accusations, maybe. Let's skip through
it. But there were also a lot about.
I don't care about your early life, Lauren. I don't care why you're a whore. I don't. I just care that you're doing it.
Other things going on in the background that I didn't talk about publicly because it was so complicated after I did my big documentary, Farmlands and Borderless, I was being massively attacked by large global media corporations, but also intelligence agencies.
What were they saying about you? They were saying Lauren Southern is what?
White nationalist was a big accusation.
Okay.
Of a country so people can have families.
Your career is done, Lauren. Done.
That they can raise with freedom, freedom of religion. You know, I want to have that family one day. I want to have kids. I want to be, you know, what I'm fighting for. Mm-hmm. And if I keep this going, like, I am going to end up behind bars for sure. I just narrowly escaped going to jail in Turkey, narrowly. And when I got married, my husband was an Australian and he was also working for a federal government capacity. And the Australian government told me I wasn't going to be allowed to come to the country, visit family, nothing, unless I quit politics. It was literally in their stipulation letter to me. You are banned from the country. You're put on VACU, which is a list for terrorists, criminals, everything. We will only take you off that list and allow you in if you quit politics.
Was it a no-brainer for you? Like, done, like, I quit. Or was it something that you really thought through and was... we're kind of struggling with?
Obviously, it's something I would have preferred not been the case, but it was a no-brainer. Like, when I told people, you know, family is my goal, having kids, when I decided, you know, before we get into all of this, I want to clarify, I'm not the ideal trad wife. I had a career. I had boyfriends before my husband. I had, like, you know.
She was a whore. Yeah. You banged destiny.
Everything, nothing about my life is normal, right? But when I got married, I was like, this is my primary goal in life, to be a mother, a wife, and have kids, and everything else comes secondary. So letting go of my career was absolutely a no-brainer, but I would have preferred to have it and been able to speak publicly and not have a government be oppressive to me because of my ideology, for sure.
Were you feeling any type of internal pressure, like, this is the kind of content I talk about and I need to make sure I'm living it out?
People can pretend when they are content creators that they don't feel pressure from their audience, that they don't feel pressure from the comments section. I remember when I was 20, 21 years old, I published a video saying why I'm not married, because I was getting so much incessant pressure from my audience saying, you should have kids now. You're basically valueless as a woman. You're out here traveling and being a career. And I had to go out there and be like, you shouldn't rush into marriage. You should find someone.
She should just stay put, make children, and then go back to politics and then stop going to Turkey or whatever foreign countries. Yeah, but she crashed out. She did a tell all about her exes. Yeah, dangerous woman.
That's good for you. And, like, make sure the test of time goes through. You should, some people aren't going to get married and that's okay. And I really tried to clarify that to my audience, but I felt like I was almost trying to clarify that to myself.
Yeah, because this is what it is. Again, feminism is a strategy for women to spend their youth on themselves. And when women do that, it makes, especially non-sexually active men upset. And the reason is because the men sexually active, it benefits them, right? So again, betas benefit the most from marriage, and that's why they push it. Alphas are getting sex. I hate using those terms, they're placeholders, but you guys get the idea.
Self, because I was feeling the pressure of this ideology. And growing up, you don't really know things until you live them. You don't. That's just how it works. You know, what's that Ann Coulter quote? A liberal is just a conservative who hasn't been mugged yet, I believe was the quote. So it's like, you don't understand.
Well, if that's the case, then we should have a lot of people turning red in California this year.
Mass muggings. Yeah. So especially in the zeitgeist, like, I grew up throughout the whole creation of the internet. You know, I was born in 95 and I started on, like, Neopets as a young girl, the forums, Tumblr when it came out,
oh, yeah,
MSN Messenger.
Tumblr.
Oh, you did Tumblr
yep,
too?
Yep, and I had MSN Messenger and AIM both.
Yep, yeah. So all of these, like, more rudimentary beginnings of the internet. And then by the time I was a teenager, like, people started making YouTube content. You start watching that. And unfortunately, what was lost in that transition was you used to be able to get all of your information about relationships and love and what to do from real people around you, where you could really see the fruits of what they were talking about. So if someone was giving you advice on how to structure your relationship, well, you could see if they had successful relationships in their life, they were in your community. Whereas the information we're getting today is from a lot of people who are creating exciting advice, things that make you feel very confident about the approach you're taking. If you do this, if you follow this listicle, then you are going to be...
Well, and the other issue is advice that worked for boomers doesn't work for Gen Z or millennials. The boomer dad used to just be able to go out. There's a hot woman, thin, ready. I mean, Gen Z guys got to figure out how to put their wife on a nutrition plan because they're all fat. So, and then also, how to like not get herpes. Like these, they have no idea. They have no idea.
Be happy and healthy. And if you don't do this, you're going to be a miserable wench, but you can't see any of the,
but so the other issue is a lot of times we look at marriage as bringing people happiness, but happy people tend to get married. It's a byproduct of being a happy person because that's a skill. So if you're an unhappy person, you just become an unhappy married person. If you're an unhappy person, you're just an unhappy person with a kid. They don't make you, like, it's almost selfish to put your happiness on somebody else.
Real struggles they're having because
everything looks good. They think she's hot. She's got herpes, guys. Allegedly. Allegedly she got it from Tate. So she could be hot, but that HPV and herpes is coming for it. It's like you guys learned nothing from our Friday STD shows.
Everything is sanitized.
What was the path to follow that you thought, if I do this, this, and this, this will lead to a successful marriage and happy relationship?
It was the whole trad wife stuff was beginning to become very popular on the internet. When I was at the dynamo of my career, you have to, you know, not have your job. You have to quit your job, make that secondary, be the stay-at-home wife, be more submissive, follow your husband wherever he goes. Got to be attractive,
gotta
skinny,
be young.
Young. You want to get married young for sure, because if you get married past 25, then you've hit the wall and you're, you know, basically used goods, whatever. There were all of the...
I don't know how she could argue that she's not used goods as a single mother that has the reputation she has. Do you know what I mean?
These advice pieces that I thought I had won.
I was way cuter at 22. I was fatter, but you know, I was way cuter. Like, I wasn't this black pilled. I probably was more pleasant, you know, it just is what it is.
Lottery. I found a very masculine guy.
Someone said herpes. I'm going to die soon anyway. So fuck it. Well,
with a masculine career, and I did absolutely love my husband.
One of the worst things.
Okay, yeah.
Tell us how you met him and what your first impression was.
The first time I met him was actually, we weren't dating or anything then, but it was when I was touring Australia and he was introduced to me as like a government dignitary. So it was
very impressive,
very impressive, very important person. We shook hands, took a picture, and then I had to go and do my speeches. And then I didn't meet him again for a while, and we weren't even dating then either, but he actually in a way kind of saved me from jail in Turkey. I can't get into the details too much because it is like really weird government stuff that was going.
Yeah. And this is, someone just submitted this. Why are they promoting a whore and a drug addict? Allegedly, this is the reputation she has. I mean, guys, I've been on the internet forever. The only thing they got on me is an ex-boyfriend I had publicly. It was a public, and look, I'm not perfect. If something ever comes out, I'll just say, you know, just is what it is. But I can tell you what won't come out. Drugs, whoredom, sleeping with destiny. Yeah, that will not come out. No. I would never risk AIDS. Anyone that sleeps with a bi guy is just stupid.
Going on, but he wasn't supposed to come and get me if I got arrested. He wasn't supposed to, because he might sacrifice his security clearance. He might, you know, get in trouble himself with his government jobs. And I remember after being arrested by the military, they handed us over to the gendarme. And my security that was with me at the time looked at me and he's like, we're screwed if we get handed over to the gendarme because they can charge us. The military couldn't charge us, but these people can. They bring us in, you know, at gunpoint in these cars to this little rickety old station with the light swinging in the ceiling, a painting of Ataturk. And I remember walking in there thinking, wow, I'm probably going to jail for the rest of my 20s. And then seeing he wasn't my husband at the time, but my husband waiting there after he was supposed to cut and run and leave me, and thinking, oh my goodness, what an incredible man.
Mm-hmm. And how soon were you married and pregnant?
We moved very quick.
And how did she reward him? A freaking hit piece.
It was like, we had known each other for like, I guess I'd met him like 8 months beforehand, but we only dated for like 5 months.
What did your ex tell you that he was looking for in an ideal relationship?
So this is something I think about a lot also, because I spend a lot of time online talking about what I wanted. So if you wanted to date me, you could go look up exactly the things I would want to hear. You could go look at my Twitter timeline, my YouTube, and he told me.
Oh my gosh, guys, this is a problem. And I'm just going to say this firsthand. I never wanted to date somebody that knew my stuff. It's just too much. It's like, okay, and I've heard other YouTubers talk about this. It's not a fair fight when you know everything about me and I know nothing about you. It makes me so uncomfortable. It does. I'm like, you know, all because streaming in a way, it's like a private. It's like, I know it's public, but sometimes it feels private. I don't like when it's like brought up, you know, I never liked when to date somebody that knew my stuff. And there were even times where like someone would tell me they watched and I'm like, I got balance. I'm not doing that. I didn't care if they were like, they'd seen my shorts, but if I'm like, yeah, I know this is the, yeah. Now they're saying in the chat, I don't know your stuff. Oh my God, it's too, you just can't. Salute Pearl, expose these fake trap 304s. Thank you.
Everything I wanted to hear. I want to have a fan.
The most public private job ever. I know. It's something you never think about.
Emily, I want to stay at home.
But I don't think he manipulated her the way she's going to like paint this. I'd like to clarify. It's almost like, okay, because when you meet someone, it's like you share a little, they share a little, and then all of a sudden they have everything, I think, you know, so.
Wife, I want like 2 to 3 kids. I want, you know, to be the supportive, masculine protector husband. I want to reconnect with my faith and go to church with my wife. And just, you know, and it's hard to meet a lot of men when you're like 21, 22 that want to get married at that age. It's not a huge.
No, it is that, but that she deems attractive enough to marry. So Candace was smarter than Els in quick marriage. Well, Candace didn't, as far as what I've heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, so alleged, she did what a lot of women do, which is like the starter boyfriend for like a decade or something, a long time. That's what. So she didn't have a reputation where Lauren decided to bang like half of the industry. That's going to be an L.
Thing. I mean, a lot of girls that are dating right now will know meeting guys on dating apps, whatever, that are actually interested in getting married, not common.
And how much older than you was he?
9 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was quite a bit older saying.
That's not that much older. I feel like if the guy is 10 years older, you're the same age. That's how I feel.
This is what I'm looking for. You're the perfect match. Let's do this.
Yeah. And it was like, to me, it was a no-brainer.
So there was nothing weird that he said. I mean, did he come right out and say, I'm looking for a submissive wife? Did he use that language with you?
So
you see how feminist these hoes are? It's just ridiculous.
The only thing that I would look at, and I didn't see it as a red.
Also, can you guys hit the like button? There's 1,200 of you in here. Let's see how many likes we got. We got 378 likes. Are you guys messing with me? Are we playing? A like is free. All right, please. Thank you. Thomas Conservative. Sometimes people don't want to date someone who knows what they do and make for a living. They want to come home and not talk shop. Even gangsters love a good petting zoo. Yeah, you know what? And especially, oh my gosh, I remember back in the day, it would be like, oh, let me pick your brain. I'm like, I don't want my brain picked on a day, you know, anyways.
Like then, but I would look at it as a red flag now that I kind of see the red pill movement coming about is...
It's not a movement. It's men like comparing experiences.
When he was talking about how him and his friends no longer wanted to date Western women, they wanted to go find a woman overseas who was going to be passport bro. We want to find a woman overseas who is going to be more submissive and not a feminist. And
the last Lauren episode you did a couple weeks ago was some of the most entertaining content I've ever heard. Lauren Southern, glad you're covering this again. Yeah.
Going to be, you know.
Thank you. And these women, remember, spiteful women try to ruin your life. So I wouldn't be surprised. Some of these women, I'll let you know, they will go around. I've had collabs cancel last minute, and I find out later it's because some woman is pissed I covered her, and they say not to work with me, and da 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 da. And I'm like, here we go again. Now there's 476 likes. Well, there's 1,000 of you in here. I expect 800. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, a proper feminine woman. So maybe someone in South America. Now I look at that and, you know, I get it. No one wants to be dating the like hardcore feminist, I hate men.
Now she's saying, well, I want all the freedom. I want to do whatever I want and still be married.
Yeah. And a girl that's gonna want to arm wrestle you and never have kids. Like, of course, like that doesn't make sense. But in a lot of ways, some of the guys who are saying this literally want like a non-human as their wife, like a non-person. They don't.
Sounds pretty nice, doesn't it, guys?
Want to have to work on conflict resolution.
Which it doesn't make any sense to me because to me, I mean, maybe there's some aspect of that or truth to that because of a language barrier. But also, I feel like women from other cultures, they are the ones that are the most feisty, they will talk back. I don't know. This idea of like anyone else from a non-American culture, like they're very submissive. And I don't know. I don't know that.
I don't believe that either. I know.
I don't get that vibe from any woman that I know that is from somewhere else. They all seem to be way more, you know, combative, I guess.
Yeah, but they're usually more feminine. I mean, they might be feisty, but they're like feminine. You know, none of us ladies have, you know, none of us scream femininity, unfortunately. Do you hear this? I swear like a guy, you know, it's just, we're all awkward. We're just not like smooth.
Yeah. And then the other thing that, I mean, everyone watching this is going to know is I wouldn't normally date a girl your age, but you're not like other girls. You're smarter than the other 22.
Yeah. So now these women are aging out and they're getting pissed because the men their age want the 22-year-olds, even though they benefited from it back then. Yeah. But they don't know. The thing is, when you're 22, you don't know how to be smart with what you have. You just bang who's cute. The wall really is when you get banged enough times to bang for resources instead of just cute, fun vibes. That's the wall. And we're hitting it way earlier.
Year-old girls, you know? And once again, when you're 22 years old, you're kind of like, of course I am. I'm the smartest 22-year-old that ever existed. Like, that's me. What a compliment. But it's like, no, I'm just a little more naive.
What did he say about his views on working women?
Did not like them. Didn't think that was a good, which was funny. This has always been a strange thing about my career is I tend to like more conservative men that tend to have these more
You bang Destiny and Andrew Tate.
Traditional conservative views, but then I have a massive career where I'm traveling the world and there's a contradiction there. There is a contradiction there. So I'm like, okay, you really like me because of my career. You think it's amazing, but then you also dislike working women. You think it's kind of a feminist thing, but also do you really dislike working women? I don't think so, because when I eventually did get married, I was constantly lambasted for not earning money, for being useless. Like, why you're not contributing enough. And I'm like, whoa, like I thought you wanted this. And so having this idea of...
I bet the real story was she was a lazy housewife. A lot of women that are housewives just want to be lazy and do nothing.
Oh, women in the workforce is bad, but then I quit my job to get married and be a mother, and then suddenly I'm useless and not contributing enough financially to the household. it's like a lot of, I think this is where the trad stuff can have reality and online ideology collide, is it really practical for one person to be supporting an entire household nowadays? In a lot of cases, not really. And it can be extraordinarily stressful for men to have that burden on their...
I'm for women working. I really am. Go be a teacher. Yeah, you might as well help. Lauren is looking a little rough these days. Those facial procedure bills must be going up.
Their shoulders. And I think when men face the reality of it, they're kind of like, okay, actually, it would be really helpful if my wife was still working right now. It would be really helpful if you had an income, even if it's just an online job, whatever it is. So it's like kind of trying to make a square peg fit into a round hole, where it maybe would have been even more beneficial had I been the main earner and pursued my career. And then he was kind of supportive in the background. That might have worked better. But because there was this ideology in mind of, no, this is what a marriage is supposed to look like, this is what gender roles are supposed to look like, it became presentation over practicality. And that really hurt things, in my opinion. I think every woman a little bit, maybe not every single one, but definitely me, every woman a little bit wants to be able to be in her feminine.
And that's why you were able to talk yourself out of your own intuition.
Yes. I'm like, I need to.
Yeah. See, these are two women that have taken L's. Like, neither of them have hot boyfriends. They're just like old harpies that took an L and can't just accept it. Look at, I've taken my share of L's. I'm not pretending to be above it, okay? I'm not. But do you know what? I will never take an L and pretend it was like anything other than my own choices and decisions. I'll never talk bad about anyone I've dated, really, because, you're equally bad. If you think someone's bad and you dated them, like, what are you? Look at these thin forearms. No, she wasn't a busy housewife. No chance. Yeah. I mean, the nails like that.
I want to be vulnerable. I want to give my whole heart to someone. And part of that means not trying to be the boss babe and question him everywhere, not trying to fight with him, accepting who he is, trying to forgive, radical forgiveness. And I had really mentally decided, like, this is my person. I don't want any other man, not interested. This is my person. And I'm going to do my best to love him for who he is. But, a relationship is two people. It's both ways. And both of you have to be looking to improve yourself and grow. And if one person is under the impression that they're perfect, which I find this a lot with maybe other girls, like, men will tell you, we don't change after 30. We don't change after 30. This is who we're going to be. So you either accept it or we can break up. And that was a thing that was used a lot, is whenever there was kind of a problem that arose.
Yeah, she would just nag. And that's the thing. Women always want to nag men's behavior, but men don't nag our behavior. Men are just so nice like that. They really are.
He would be like, okay, well, we're going to break up then. And that would create this like abandonment complex in me, where I was like,
well, that's your own problem though. Like, if you can't look, I understand at some point we are in the dating marketplace. You got to have developed some level of detachment and knowing things might not work out. Otherwise you're going to get crushed and eaten alive. Things either work out or they don't, but men want to make sure you're not going to crash out if they don't work out.
This thing that I have given up my career for, that I am, this is the person I want to marry, this is the person I want to have kids with, or especially when I was already, married and pregnant, I can't lose this. Like, I have to. It got really bad when I was pregnant. Okay, well, we're going to get divorced. So it went from me psyching myself out and ignoring red flags to him giving me.
I'm trying to recap. What did he do? He threatened to divorce. Okay. Maybe you were annoying.
Literal anxiety of abandonment if I ever addressed red flags. And it no longer felt like I was even in control of my own destiny or my own ability to confront reality, because confronting reality in some cases of the way he was treating me or the decisions being made meant losing the entire idea that I had dedicated my entire political existence and ideology to: the nuclear family, this is what I want. I want to be a wife. I want to be a mother. I want to have this for my child as well. So if I don't accept the reality that he has given me, he's going to leave me.
Did he say that he was a Christian?
Yeah, Catholic. Catholic.
Okay.
Yeah, which, you know, a lot of debate around there, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Right. Yes. Okay. Because I was just curious
like
about
that.
We
went to Mass when we were together. Yeah.
What were some of the ways that he strategically isolated you from your friends and family when you first got together?
Okay. So what happens is men want to be the king of their castle. They don't want all these other people's opinions. So there are times when they may isolate you from your friends or your family, but it's just because they're like tired of listening to their opinions because they want it to be their house, not these other people's house.
Well, it definitely began with like little subtle comments about how everyone in my work sphere was problematic, how I shouldn't talk to them. And don't get me wrong, like there's some accuracy there. There's a lot of problematic people within the political sphere. But it definitely became this thing where I was made to feel like every accomplishment that I had made in my life, my documentaries, all of it, was horrible and connected to this horrible sphere of people. So I can never be proud of it. I have to kind of leave it behind, never engage with it. And it was really like the major one came around when I had just given birth. It was a week after I had had my baby and he accepted a job in Australia.
What I'm hearing is she was a lazy piece of shit that just nagged him all the time. This guy waited for her in prison. Why would he do that if he was gonna just abandon her after she had a kid? Come on.
Yeah. And he had promised, one of the things that I was like, wow, this is an amazing man, is he was like, I will move to Canada with you. I don't, because I told him I can't do a long distance thing and I'm not moving to Australia. I want to be with my family. I've been away from them for far too long, traveling the world doing these films. I need to be in Canada with my family. And he's like, fine. I have made all the preparation.
She acts like she can disappear for a while and pop back up 8 months later and voila, she's brand new and never born again.
To move to Canada and to be with you there. And we will live there, grow old there, everything. And I was like, wow, I've never met a man with such a like sacrificial spirit for love. That's incredible. But a week after I gave birth, he accepted a job in Australia without any conversation between us about it and said, I will divorce you.
Yeah, but he's
giving, if you don't come to Australia with me.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do? A long distance marriage? Yeah. And so he's giving you an out, you know, you can leave. No one's putting a gun to your head.
It was somewhere where it wasn't even going to be near his family or anyone we knew. And when you've just had a baby, like you need support systems. You need people to help you out.
No, you don't. They used to like kidnap you. So, I mean, in the old days, they would kidnap you and get you pregnant. Adapt, bitch.
It's hard to tell if you have postpartum depression, all these things. There's a lot of factors that mean you need your family and support systems in that space.
Did you share with your friends and family that he was constantly threatening divorce if he didn't do what he wanted?
No. I was too nervous to. I felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed that I was even in that position. And definitely this is another big thing with the kind of trad sphere. And I know so many people that are living this life where they're posting the family photos, where they're posting the sour bread.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with her here. These women are so full of shit. They're so full of it.
Baking. We're the happiest family on earth. And then you'll have these private conversations in like the dead of night where it's all hush hush. And it's like, he told me I should kill myself again. He told me he hates me. He told me he's seeing another woman. But
okay, yeah, but I mean, you don't even know if that's true. If the statement starts with she said, I'll take it with a grain of salt. If he said it, I might believe it. But not all.
None of it.
If you think someone's bad and you dated them, what are you? Pearl Davis, 8/3/2025. Yeah, I mean, like, if talking bad about your exes is like a self own. Especially as a woman, because we have so much more choice. Like, men can be like slim pickings, but as it's like a cell phone, you know,
it's like everyone is so embarrassed of having these real, or the other way around. There are men in these positions too, right, where their wife is like doing something horrible to them, and there's so much pressure to keep up appearances, because otherwise it's like you've failed. You have failed at what your life is supposed to be, and now you're just another one of those degenerates.
Was he saying to you that you should kill yourself at certain points?
No. This is other women that I knew.
What kinds of things would he say to you when you were fighting?
a lot of your dead weight on my life. Like, you're useless. All you are is dead weight to me.
Well, were you dead weight? That would be my question. Alex, do a better job. Let me teach you how to grill these hoes.
You're pathetic. Like,
so were you perfect?
You know, I remember like a very specific rant towards me of, because every once in a while I'd get a bit of confidence and I'd be like, okay, well, like, if you're going to abandon us, then I can't control that. Like, you keep telling me you're going to abandon us.
Are we sure she didn't get the hurt bump from the blue haired Coomer gremlin? I don't know. This is just apparently what the ex-husband told Rollo Tomasi.
I guess I got to move on. And so there would be like very specific psychological things like, okay, you think you can move on from me? You might find another guy that's better, but in most cases, you might find a guy that's more abusive. He might beat you. He might be horrible to you. Good luck with that. Like, calculated kind of comments to kind of mess me up psychologically. This is stuff that
I got a comment that says, looking up and right when she's saying certain things, which is the visual imagination, not memory. Whenever she does that, she's lying.
I can't say where his headspace was. He is someone...
This poor guy. I understand why they avoid us influencers.
That I still love. He was my husband, right? I still love him. I can't be in contact with him because of the way that he treated me and mm-hmm. treated us, and also because he abandoned us. Mm-hmm. But there is still like a big...
How bad did you have to be to get a guy who waited for you in jail to abandon you? You probably sucked.
Part of me where it's like, I don't even recounting these stories. It's hard for me to recount them or think about them because I try not to, like, my son's going to grow up and he's going to watch this. And I want him to know that I loved his dad very much. Sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
If you're Lauren Southern's son and you watch this, your mom's a crazy hoe. She didn't love you that much. Sorry. But you're not alone. Most mothers don't love their kids that much.
Ooh, I don't like crying on the internet, but duh. Thanks.
It's okay. Take your time.
And there were good times. Like, there were good times. There were lovely, beautiful times. Camping, like going to the zoo, all this kind of stuff. Just... I think people love the way they know how to love. And I think that he grew up in a very difficult life, and it's not my place to talk about the type of life he had. And
she'll use their trauma against you and just call you damaged forever and then see nothing wrong.
Childhood he had, but it wasn't an easy one. And when I recount these stories, I actually believe that he felt he was doing better than what he grew up with.
Mm.
And so as
that very
much
well
as,
could be true,
right? As much as some of it is like, it's not okay. It's not okay to
it's
call
complex.
Your wife.
It's complex to be in an abusive relationship. I love this person. I don't love how they treat me. And it's rationalizing that. It's as you get the same thing with kids in foster care, is that they are rescued from these horrific situations within their family. And yet they'll still ask things like, when do I get to go home? It's very, very complex.
Yeah. So it's like
Alex Clark, you're an idiot. I think you might be the top 10 dumbest interviewers I've ever seen. Oh my God. She's crying. I'm starting to believe her. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've given the idea, like, you don't call your wife worthless. You don't lock her out of the house. You don't tell someone you're going to divorce them if they don't come to another country with you, if you've already had a kid. Like, there are so many things I could recount. There are more detailed things.
Yeah, that's women hold every bad thing you've ever done to them in a catalog just to throw at you later.
More horrific things. There were
crocodile tears.
Beautiful aspects of the relationship that I could recount. But I just also have to keep in mind, like, my son's going to grow up and he's going to watch this stuff one day. And I hope his dad heals. I do. Like, ultimately, despite all of this and despite everything that's happened.
Oh, my God.
And I hope he heals and I hope he grows as a person. And I'll never.
This is why women shouldn't have microphones. Hypocritical, I know. But I already said I'm a hypocrite, so.
name him. I'll never dox him. I'll never say who he was because I don't want this to follow him around for the rest of his life. When after he left us, he did try to email tons of people in my work sphere and say that the reason was because I cheated on him and I stole his child, all these things that were untrue. So he really did try to destroy my reputation publicly.
Oh, that's rich. All right, that is rich. So let me get this straight. He tried to destroy your reputation when you have a book out about, oh my God. Oh, I hate women. Oh, I hate my gender. Oh my God. But not all. I can't say what I want to say.
And he left you.
He left us. And I begged him to have shared custody and he rejected it.
Probably because he knew you're going to torment him forever. So he's like, I can't deal with this craziness.
And I don't know why it seemed so unnecessarily cruel. I was living with my parents, trying to, you know, just pick up the pieces of my life and create a good life for my child. And I didn't understand why the cruelty, why he would do this to us.
How long did the marriage last?
It was only a few years. Yeah. Only 2 years.
Oh my God. That's such an L. Okay. Well, I think that's where we're going to stop it today, but you know, tomorrow, cause now it's like the trad, maybe we'll react to more of it later. But yeah, I mean, this is the deal. This is what we got going on here. Let me do this. I'm going to see if there's any other donations to the divorce documentary. Save a man from a woman like this. Donate to my divorce documentary. I feature trad con women. Oh, we got it over. Is that over $100? Wait, let me zoom in. Oh my gosh, my laptop is on its last leg. My new one is coming in. Over $100. Oh my gosh, I can't. No, stop crashing out. Okay, well, I think someone named Will donated $100, but it's crashing out, so I can't. It's officially frozen. I must have ended this at a good time. All right, guys, let me know what you guys think. A final comment. According to Rollo, he rejected it. He didn't reject or. Sorry, according to Rollo, he didn't reject it. She refused and the courts gave the child to her, according to what the ex-husband said. So I don't know if we believe women or men here, but I know what I would pick. Anyways, guys, if you can, donate to the divorce documentary. The link's in the description. I think we might clear 40K this month, so that's pretty exciting.